It's the classic breakfast here. Oh, no, it's not. It's the classic morning on Old Habits Die Hard on Fine Music Radio. And on the first Thursday of every month, we have a look at a new CD. As I say, there are so many CDs being released that it becomes almost overwhelming. However, one that caught my eye was a set of the four Schumann symphonies with the Staatskapelle Berlin conducted by Daniel Barenboim. And it's been released in celebration of his 80th birthday. As we know, Daniel Barenboim has been extremely unwell, but these were recorded just before his illness manifested itself. And it's really quite a cycle. I'm a great fan of the Schumann symphonies, and it's difficult to tell actually which my favorites are, but I'll tell you afterwards. But let me first of all say that here Barenboim takes all tempos very moderately, not too fast, not too slow, as the period instruments have become, where everything races along. And there's a lovely internal balance from the recording as well. But it's unashamedly big-boned Schumann here. Barenboim is not afraid to bring out the full romanticism of Schumann. But it's also not mushy. You know how often Schumann's orchestration is criticized. But when you hear recordings like this, you wonder why people criticize it. And incidentally, Beethoven, Barenboim recorded a cycle back in 1978 in Chicago. Now, as far as I'm concerned, those ones, those Chicago ones, were perhaps not quite as exciting or as settled, if that makes sense, as this later overview of the symphonies. But I have to say that if I were to choose a favorite, it would be number two and number four. For me, come out the best in the set of the four symphonies. And in the Gramophone review, the reviewer David Thrusher says he will always return with pleasure to that second symphony, and he describes its scherzo, the second movement, as lithe and exquisitely shaped. So I thought we'd listen to that scherzo, the second movement of Schumann's second symphony, in this new recording with the Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. Thank you. Well, now there you heard the second movement, the scherzo of the Symphony No. 2 by Robert Schumann in a new recording featuring the Staatskapelle Berlin, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. And Barenboim there almost rivaling Bernstein for speed, but beautifully shaped. I wonder if you noticed when he went into the two trio sections how he slowed down just slightly to bring a bit of contrast. And also the lovely balance, as I spoke of earlier, internal balance in the orchestra. Also, Barenboim is not ashamed every now and again of, I suppose you could say, copying a conductor. And Furtwängler was Barenboim's hero in many ways. And the famous studio recording that Wilhelm Furtwängler made of number 4, you can definitely hear had a lasting impact on Barenboim, especially in the first movement, with a sudden dip in sound as the main theme starts, slight slowing down for the second subject, but nonetheless, powerful music for a powerful symphony. So let's now listen to that first movement of the Symphony No. 4 by Schumann in this new recording with Daniel Barenboim. And listen out especially for little moments of rubato.
Thank you.
first movement of the Symphony No. 4 by Schumann. In that new recording with the Staatskapelle Berlin, conducted by Daniel Barenboim, as you heard there, and as I said earlier, big-boned Schumann, Barenboim not shy to turn his back on the practices of the period instrument orchestras with their tempi and detail. But yet, with DG's recording, you can hear wonderful detail within all that. My favorites of the set, as I mentioned, number 2 and number 4, but a well worthwhile set investigating. I think my favorite is the Bernstein set, Leonard Bernstein in Vienna, with the Vienna Philharmonic, and there's also the Wolfgang Zawadisch set, which I've always admired. But this new Barenboim set would certainly be an addition to anyone's collection. So have a sample. Well, I've given you a bit of a sample, so I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. In Rodney Reviews this month, every Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, I'll feature some new recordings that have reached us here at Fine Music Radio.